Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Former Niner offensive lineman, 95.7 The Game football insider, Alex Boone with us here on 95.7 The Game. Alex, I got to wonder, now that the Patriots have fallen and the Niners are the lone unbeaten in the NFL, does this put a bullseye on their back? Does this up the stakes as they move forward through the season?
Absolutely, it does. I think that, if anything, this shines more of a spotlight on them, which is going to be even more exciting for next Monday night, because Russell Wilson and what he can do and what this 49ers team can do, dude, it's going to be epic.
Alex, obviously, there's something to be said among fan bases for being the last team standing, the last undefeated team. What's it mean in that locker room? Do players care about that? Do they get off on that?
Absolutely, but I think it does put a little bit of pressure on you at the same time. I mean, you feel it, right? We all watched New England go down yesterday, and it was like, wow, that was bad. So now there's one team staying. That team's like, God, there's a big bullseye on our back. But I think that the best thing about this is if you just keep sticking to the game plan like Kyle's done all year, it's going to be easy for them, because this is the stuff that's in their wheelhouse. Just run the ball. Be physical. Be a gritty physical team. That's what they do best.
Alex, the NFL world is surprised and shocked that the Niners are 8-0. I thought they would be improved, but you played the game. I want to ask you, how surprised are you that this team is the last unbeaten team at 8-0?
I think that to say that they're 8-0, I'm a little surprised. I saw them being good, though, from afar. I mean, I think that when you look at this team, you talk about it starts from the top, right? And John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan, they've had such a chemistry since they've been there together that when you look at them from afar, you're like, wow, these two get it, and they get it together. And I like how they play off each other a lot. And there was a lot of animosity or stuff thrown around in the media about these two don't like each other. There was was there any conception that these two didn't like each other? So when you're looking at this team that they've been building together for years, and they've been in the same philosophies, and they've all stuck together, and now they're fighting the same battles together for so long, it's no wonder they've been so good.
Alex, it was kind of cool yesterday just watching a week where the Niners have already played, already won, and so you're watching how Sunday plays and how it opens up kind of around them. We're running out of 8- and 7-win teams. In the NFC, Packers, they lose yesterday in Los Angeles. I always want to say San Diego. I don't. When's the last time Tampa at Seattle meant anything to anyone, right? I mean, like, unless you got money on that game, that's a game you pretty much ignore throughout the day. It was awesome yesterday, and Seattle winning just sets up a monster game on Monday night.
Absolutely, and I think that you could start to hand the MVP trophy over to Russell Wilson for what he's done for this team. But you look at that game, and I went back to saying, man, this is going to be a good game just because B.A.'s the head coach. And I know B.A. has great success up there, and a lot of people don't realize that. But B.A. is like the only coach I ever played for that was never afraid of Pete Carroll. Like, he never felt the pressure from Pete. I always would, like, listen to him in the meetings, and he was like, listen, we're just going to pound the ball 50 times, and we're going to throw it up top a couple times, and we're going to see what happens. We're going to have a good time. And it was like, wow, this guy actually just wants to go play ball. So for me, you think about a Jameis Winston going into a place like this. Seattle doesn't have the best pass defense right now. Dude, Jameis, just chuck it around. Have some fun. Do you, be you. I mean, it was a great game, but Russell absolutely deserves to be the MVP.
Alex Boone joining us here on 95.7 The Game. So a week from tonight, Monday night, Levi Stadium, Niners find themselves as 6.5-point favorites over the Seattle Seahawks for the first of two meetings between the rivals this season. How do you try to contain or limit Russell Wilson? I'm not going to use the word stop because I don't think that's possible, but how do the Niners defensively go about trying to limit his impact on the game?
Like they have all year. You have to contain him in the pocket. I think he's the most dangerous when he's outside of the pocket. And he's one of these, him and Aaron Rodgers kind of set themselves apart because they're the guys that want to run around. They want to get break free and get loose. To me, this 49ers front four is perfectly built for this because not only do you push from the sides, but you're going to push from the middle. So you're going to collapse the pocket on him. Very few teams can really do that. You'll see either a team that can push it from the middle or a team that can come from the outsides. But to have a team that can contain a quarterback and just keep him where he doesn't want to be, that's going to be the key to the game.
Alex, every NFL team, I don't have to tell you, goes through injuries. But this one about Quan Alexander, I'm telling to the fellas, concerns me because I don't know if they can keep up that standard that he helped set. How did you process that injury?
Oh, dude, I was 100% with you. I think it's a devastating loss for this defense. And we talked last week on this show about what Kwon means to this defense. And to me, he was so special because as the game went on, he got tougher. He got stronger. He showed up more. His coverage got better. He was really becoming more physical in the fourth quarter. Like, you would show up and smack people. You'd be like, all right, Kwon, he's playing at a high level right now. But the front four up forward helping them, I think that when you look at this, you say, man, it's going to be a lot on Fred now. You know, people are going to need Fred to step up in a big way. But for the most part, nobody else really takes on too much because that's how teams start to crumble. Everybody goes, hey, listen, we got to start pulling our weight in a little bit more because Kwon's not out here. No, just do you, stick to what you've been doing, and everything's going to be fine.
Alex, I normally talk to you in afternoon drive. Are you by nature this chippy, this chirpy
Always.
In the morning? Are you a morning
Always.
Guy?
He's ready.
5:30 in the morning, we wake up, we run, we go. It's time. It's go time, guys. Come on.
We? Who's we?
Me and my wife. We're doing the Ironman circuit this. I don't know what we're doing, man. We're all over the place.
Nice. When is it?
Well, we're getting ready for next year's. We got Madison. We got Iowa. We're doing all of them, man. It's
wow.
go time.
You sound like a presidential candidate. We're going to go to Iowa.
Give
we're
going
to go
to Madison.
Hey, I need them. I need the votes, guys. We got to do this. But seriously, next Monday, you might see me in that stadium because I might have to break in because I am so excited for this game.
Yo, let us know. If you come down, do some shows with us. We'll get together and we'll do some stuff down at the stadium. We'd love to see you.
But not the Iron Man. No way.
No. Listen, I promise if I come out there, you guys will be the first people I come see.
Good stuff. Alex Boone, 95.7 The Game Football Insider with Joe, Guru, and Damon on 95.7 The Game. Thanks as always, Alex. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, guys.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.